And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at Grander Marine, McConnell Buick GMC, and McCoy Outdoor Company, and my man, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Hey, brother.
Man, I'll tell you what, how about that topwater bite that you and I got on the parking lot of the radio station yesterday?
Well,
how about
tell you, that? It's good. It's fun to see them push this far up this time of year. but you know, it's like here we are at spring. We got a big, you know, we got a lot of local freshwater. And you always talk about two kinds of freshwater. The stuff coming down the rivers, it's a little more long-term, and the stuff in our local tidal rivers. So, I mean, got enough rain here. What, do you think it's going to affect the fishing in the rivers, or where would you go?
I wouldn't be in the rivers for about a week. We got a really heavy slug of rain, and that's going to take everything. That's going to drain, I mean, really flood all of the local stuff. So, and, you know, the upstate rivers are still up, you know, from previous rain. So, but the good news is everything's made a pretty good transition out of the river systems now, Sean, and they're out on the flats, mouths of the rivers. What little bit was probably left in the rivers are going to get flushed out with this flood, with this deluge that we got yesterday. So, you know, the good news is we're going to be out in the places we should be by mid-April, which are those flats that I just mentioned. And, you know, the sound, it doesn't, even a rain like that doesn't even have an effect on the water clarity in the at least west of the Branch when Barry steam plant's under 7 feet. So you got good water down there. We ran a big multi-boat trip Sunday out of the island. Every boat caught fish down that way, even some down toward the island. So it's on. Like you said, before you and I went on the air, it's tax.
That's what you should tell us. Remember, they'd always tell us that growing up. Be like April 15th, you need to be catching speckled trout.
This is one of those years where it's on that. You know, when previous years when we get warmer. Marches, it happens earlier, but this is one of those years where it's hitting this time of year. And topwater lures, if you get the right conditions, it's not real windy and not too choppy. The topwater lures do a great job of catching and locating fish. What's going to put the fish in the boat for you, though, this time of year is a popping cork with either a live shrimp or some kind of shrimp imitation beneath it because they're eating shrimp right now and shrimp start to sell up. So those are the two things you really want to have tied on. And looking for signs of those fish, I saw the first true bird school the other day when I was running on that group trip out in the Sound. So we're getting these waves of shrimp coming in, and that's what they're going to be keying on. And, you know, it's going to be that type of fishing where we're drifting those bays that I just mentioned and looking for, you know, signs of fish, which are birds, fish slicks like the pictures I sent you the other day, those type of things, getting lined up on those and finding these spawning schools of fish. That's going to go on for probably another month now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say on spawning. You got the food portion, but got the spawning portion. And if I'm looking for time to be sick for a few days in a row, I think the full moon's coming up the 23rd or 24th of this month. So when should I get sick?
About 2 days before and maybe a day or two after, if you can, you know, kind of prolong it. Yeah, you want to definitely want to get a hall pass. You definitely want to get a sick note for 3 or 4 days around that moon, and certainly the one that follows the next month.
Okay, so y'all plan those, look at that, and we'll talk about it in a second. That's also something that Captain Bobby goes through with you when you book trips. But we can give a shout-out to our friends with CCA Alabama. Got an event tonight coming up. This is a group that you and I both both support.
And they're doing wonderful work. They're doing they keep all the money locally, so it helps our fishery here. And they've done some great things with tagging. This is part of how they raise their funds. So get a chance to check it out. You checked it out for me at CCA Alabama. It'll have all that information there on it. And, again, that's tonight.
2024. 2024 Mobile Spring Banquet, if y'all are looking. So go to CCA Alabama. It's the address is 1886 Fifth Street. But if you go to ccaalabama.org, look at their Facebook page, it'll show you where the event is tonight. It's a great time. You get your membership and have a good time and get to bid on cool items as well and hobnob with people that are trout crazy as maybe not as crazy as Bobby, but as trout crazy as I am.
That's right. You're pretty crazy too, old buddy. Don't try and fool us. You know, I know better than that.
Well, tell folks if they want to get a trip booked with you and see what it's all about, how do they do it?
Sean, just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and it's got all of our contact information. And again, if you're looking to help us schedule your trip, we can do that too. So just give us a shout that way.
Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Grander Marine, McCoy Outdoor Company, and McConnell Buick GMC.